Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, the show that always is talking about entrepreneurs and to entrepreneurs and listening to entrepreneurs. And every month we like to talk about staffing, because if you don't have people, you don't have a business. And if you don't have great people, you don't have a business. So if that's what we're talking about, we're talking to Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing, president of the firm and founder. Welcome, Mark.
Jeff, good to see you. Great to be here. Great to talk about subjects that are important to the staffing and the hiring of personnel, because as you said, without good people, companies can't develop and grow. A subject that has really become big over the last year, as the market has really sizzled with hires, is that of phone interviews, because everybody's trying to get people in for when I say everybody, meaning companies are trying to get good people in as soon as possible, because they have so many steps. So what they're trying to do is talk to potential candidates, but try to be efficient with their time. And what we've found a lot of our clients are doing, even more so in the last year than probably the last 10 years combined, are phone screens, phone interviews, and phone discussions. So what I thought I would do is go through the pros and cons of phone interviews.
I'm all on board on that topic, Mark, because I've been doing a lot of phone screening for clients over the last couple of years. For me, I find it very convenient. So I'll let you take the mic back and I'll chip in when it's appropriate.
Well, the first thing I would say is the whole process of phone interviewing makes things efficient. You find a resume, you've been presented a potential candidate by a recruiter, you like the resume, in some respect. In fact, a lot of the background looks like it could be a good fit. But rather than bring the person in, you have a number of questions that hopefully can hammer the process and whittle the candidate's qualifications down. And that can be done through a phone interview. Rather than bring somebody in, take a large chunk of your time and determine for the candidate and yourself that it's not the right fit. So the first of all, it's efficient. The second thing is it's a good screening mechanism to pre-screen, because today employers are inundated with resumes that aren't necessarily well done, that don't highlight their background because they're generic. A lot of people use
one pager.
Right. And they use the kitchen sink resume to throw everything in. They don't highlight their skills necessarily for the job.
Everybody says strategic.
Right. 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 And so what happens is you say this person could be the right fit,
right,
but maybe they're not the right fit. So what do? We don't want to bring the person in because they might not be the right fit. So again, the phone screen gives an employer the chance to whittle down what the person's background is, what the skill set is, and if their qualifications are on point. So for example, just last week, we had a person that the client saw the resume. We actually did not send that resume in for a particular position. It was a billing specialist position. We had sent that resume in for a payroll position. But the client said, you know what? We like this candidate's background. We'd like to see the candidate. We'd like to talk to the candidate. Sure, they do a phone screen, okay? The candidate does well on the phone screen. They bring the candidate in, and then once the candidate had the in-person interview, they determine, you know what, that person's skills are still too junior for the job. So they save themselves a step.
Well, the other thing, can I add a couple of
things? Please do.
Because I love the subject. One, I think there are people who sort of roam the internet looking for jobs. And even if their resume is not relevant, they're all sending it in. So when you post for a job, it's a needle in the haystack more today than it ever was before.
Correct.
Everybody's sending their resume out for stuff.
Correct.
And for me, there's some quick things that I'm trying to get quick hits in phone interviews. One is I want to know if they have a great personality so that they have to give good phone.
Right.
If they don't know how to talk on the phone, they're not going to do a good job in a business. And if they're an attorney, they have to be able to get on the phone and talk to clients. It's the phone where you find out if they have decent listening skills. Because if they're just talking on the phone and they can't hear you, they don't hear anything you say, I know right away. I don't care what their resume looks like. They're not good listeners. I don't want them. The other one is on the phone, if they're listening, can they adapt?
Right.
Can they change pace on the conversation?
Right.
Which is important, again, for hiring a smart person. And again, I'm looking for no speeches. People who have speeches are rehearsed and really don't think outside of the box.
Correct.
So for me, I'm looking for all those things, and I get those things better on the phone sometimes than I do in person.
Correct. No, I think that you have a good point. I mean, the phone personality is really, it's really important, because a lot of people, when you have an in-person interview, it's a different energy. The whole needle in a haystack, it's so tight out there now with a 3.8% unemployment that as an employer, you want to draw candidates in that might not have the resume advisors to get the perfect resume, but they have the skills. So you want to, it's so tight there. So this way you cast a bigger net, and you want to, but at the same time, you want to be efficient, because if this person is the wrong person, it's like, I try to have people in my office cut down on their time when they meet candidates. I have some talkers that I've really worked in, because how they should deal with talkers. Okay, so I think you're right. It just is very important, and you can also be efficient in terms of your schedule. You're a very good phone interviewer. I mean, what you do is you don't have a lot of time, and you're on the road a lot, and you're in between
meetings. I want my data quickly. I don't want to waste my time or my client's time.
Right. So you have figured a way to really use the phone interviews efficiently, get what you need out of it, and then if the person is right, bring them in. And you're a very good screener. A lot of employers aren't, unfortunately.
Well, I would say that over 90% of all clients I've ever had are not good interviewers.
Right.
They're looking at the wrong criteria. They're looking at the resume and the job opening.
Right.
They're not looking at the person.
Right. Right. And what you know, you're like, it reminds me of when with cows, and you go to a pet store, and they use all the different parts of cows for different industries. You have
you
the ability
like for like the dog chewies,
right?
And things?
The dog chews, and that's every ounce of that cow goes out and can be used in some way. And you really milk your interviews, as you said. Employers don't, and so they add these layers that hopefully will be effective.
And what I really don't like about interviews, I have to say, are when my clients tell me they're doing group interviews.
Right.
Because I don't think there's any depth to a group interview. It's all pasteurized, and there's no real depth, and then you're not getting everybody's different opinion. You're getting a singular opinion. And when my clients invite me to group interviews, I've 100% of the time denied showing up. I don't want to go.
Right.
And I tell them that. I'm not going to go. It's a waste of time.
Right.
Because you're going to do the whole interview, and everybody's going to watch you in the room.
Right. Group interviews are difficult. You're right, because there's usually one person who's the point person,
right.
And then everybody said, no, you've asked my questions. Whereas a lot of times when you do the one-on-ones, what it will do is, that's why I say to employers, if you want people to come in and meet multiple people, have them meet for 15-20 minutes. But every personality is different, every dynamic is different, and you're right, it becomes vanilla in the joint interviews.
And I like what Boston Private does, because I like their employees. They're all sweet and very attentive people, and they seem to be all bright. I don't think anyone at any level gets a job at Boston Private without 8 individual interviews, and then everybody collectively goes over their assessments.
Right.
Everybody is thoroughly vetted there.
Right. No, I think that that's the way to do it. However, there are downsides to phone screens. Even though, again, you are the master of it.
Well, I'm sure there are downsides, and I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
Well, the first of all, what it does is it adds another layer to the process. And a lot of times that layer is an inefficient layer. And when you're trying to have a hire, and the person's background is dead on, a lot of times it will take a week or two more to do the phone screens, or at least several days, and that candidate could be a moving target. The second thing, what you're going to do, what you miss on a phone screen. Remember, when you're doing a phone screen, even when you're doing a video, usually you can't see it, but the person is, they have their resume in front of them. They have the person's background in front of them. They have their pad in front of them. They have the job description in front of them. They're more rehearsed when they're on a phone interview, whereas in person you can see their body language. They have to be more spontaneous. You can see how they react to questions. Whereas phones, you can hear, which you're great about doing, you can hear their inflective
It's nothing discussion. Like looking at a person in the eye.
Right. And I still remember years ago, my classic, I mean, I've had this happen to various degrees, but my classic was, I remember recruiting somebody for a medical malpractice attorney associate position. And when I talked to this candidate, she would say to me, oh yes, I'm very, very interested in the job. And as I was looking, her face would turn redder and redder. I said, are you sure? Because you're—
Where's their nose growing?
Right, right.
Exactly.
Right. And I said, are you sure your body, yeah, I said, your body language is telling me different. Oh, no, 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 I'm very interested. So I said, okay. I sent her to the employer and I said, are you sure? Because I really don't want to waste, you know, our client's time. Sent her to the employer, same thing. Say, you know, they talked about how much they're interested, but their face got redder and redder for the body language. In the end, the client said, you know, they're totally not telling us the truth. I don't know why they interviewed for this position, but you could see just from her face and her body language, she's not interested.
Well, I think the point, Mark, is that they're all important tools, but most people actually don't know how to interview.
Right.
I mean, I have two situations just to add to your mix. In the last month, I think you know about them because I talked to you about them on the weekend. One, a client called me and said, I think I have somebody to work that will relieve my CFO so he can move up and do a higher level job. And I read the resume and I called the client back and said, I don't even want to interview the person. He said, why? And I said, because that person has absolutely no experience. It's going to suck the CFO into the job because he's going to be spending all his time teaching him how to do the job versus relieving him from the job. I said, I think you need to read the resume again a little bit closer. CEO read the resume again and said, you know what? You're right. I don't want you to interview them because people don't even read resumes properly.
Right.
The second one I told you about on the weekend, someone wanted to hire someone, sent me a resume, and I said, I'm not going to interview them. And they said, why? And I said, this company's not a high-paying employer. The boss is tough. I said, this guy's had 5 jobs in 6 years. How long do you think he's going to last?
Correct. Correct.
With that type of underpaying, tough boss.
Correct.
Not a bad boss, but a tough boss.
Right. Unless there are very good reasons why somebody's not there for their track record, there is a pattern. The past is an indication of the future.
To me, it's like getting a dog. When you get a dog, people say, find out about the parents and the grandparents. You know, because if the parents were vicious, the dog is vicious.
Right.
You know, when I'm looking at a resume, I'm looking for, like you, the pattern of their career.
Right.
Their decisions of their life. And my interview is more not about reading the resume. It's about finding out if the patterns are logical, if they're consistent, if they've been thought out right.
Right.
I'm looking for a person's lifetime patterns.
Right. And in each
job. Except for Chris.
Right. In each job. No, but in each job, you've got to be realistic.
Right.
You know, if it's a reception job and it's a bright recent college grad you're looking for, then you might have 6 months to a year in that job. There are other jobs. So you know that those jobs are not going to have longevity. However, if it's a profession that they have a consistent background in, they're known, they're a commercial real estate associate, they should have a certain level of years with that firm, unless that firm closed, they lost clients.
Right.
You know, there was a big bump in terms of responsibility, something like that. The next thing that I wanted to talk about are when you're doing phone interviews with people, you're not necessarily going to hear them the right way. Like you're talking about, you're looking for inflection. You're looking for their responses.
Right.
But today, when employers call people or on the phone with people, they're usually calling cell phones. And it's cell phone discussions. You might, you know, you have the candidate, particularly in a tight economy, that maybe can't get out to a certain place. So they're hiding in a corner. They have their office closed. Their reception on their phone might not be good. So you're not necessarily getting the best response to answers because of the person's location. Because of location phone-wise, reception, location where they are if they have a job, and they're a little bit worried that the door is going to open any minute.
That's the problem, I think, with our modern world of pace, that people are trying to conform to the entrepreneur's pace and to the pace of their own job, of leaving their own job and the security needs that they have. So you're right. So they conform to a it's no different than sports. You want to put a player in a position where they can win.
Right.
You don't want to put a player in a position where they're going to lose. And if they're not interviewing in the right context, they're going to lose even if they're the right person.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
That's right. That's right.
Good. Mark, I know you have more on your list. It sounds like I'm talking to your wife. You know, you used up your time.
Story of my life.
Because there's a hard-charging executive who does things in 3 minutes. I know when I'm speaking to your wife, I better be organized. Mark, if someone wants to know more about interviewing, attracting the right people, and get the right help for attracting the right professionals, how do they find you?
First of all, go on to the radioentrepreneurs.com website. MarkZLegal.com, MarkZLegal.com, LongfellowStaffing.com, and 617-338-1300.
I know for a fact, I've seen the work. It's good. He does great work. It's great to know him. He's very smart, and we always love having Mark Z on Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages with more stories.